Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school Dub Siren framework route from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly, fast, and very usable in real drum and bass and jungle sessions. The big idea here is simple. We're not trying to build some super complex synth monster. We're making a raw, effective siren sound that can sit in a breakdown, answer the drums in a drop, or add instant tension in an intro or outro. That classic Dub Siren vibe has been part of rootsy, ravey, old-school bass music for ages, and it still works because it tells the listener, right away, that something heavy is coming. So let's set up the session. Open a new live set and put the tempo somewhere in the DNB zone, like 170 or 174 BPM. Keep the project clean. Ideally, you want a drum track, a bass track, and then a separate siren track. If you can, also set up a reverb return and a delay return. That gives you a really flexible setup straight away. The reason we keep the siren on its own track is control. In DNB, your drums and sub are doing a lot of important work, so you want the siren to be something you can move, automate, and resample without messing up the rest of the groove. Now for the source sound, you can start with a simple sample, or you can create a tone from scratch using something like Operator or Wavitable. If you're going the sample route, choose something with a strong pitch center. That could be a buzzy analog-style hit, a vocal woo or ah, a synth stab, or even a found sound that has a clear tone in it. If you want to build it inside Ableton, keep it basic. One sine-based or saw-based tone is enough. The point is not to make a huge patch. The point is to make something that can move in pitch and feel like a siren when we shape it. If you're using Simpler, drag your sample in and set it up in classic mode with warp on. Trim the start so you're only hearing the strongest part of the sound. Then transpose it until it sits in a useful range for the track. A good starting point is somewhere between minus 12 and plus 7 semitones, but trust your ears more than the numbers. A really good beginner tactic is to make a one-bar siren phrase from a single note. That's it. One long note. Then we shape the movement with automation and effects. Simple is good here, because in DNB, simple often hits harder. Next, let's shape the tone so it starts to feel like a dub siren instead of just a random sample. And auto-filter after the source. This is where the character starts to come alive. Try a low-pass or band-pass filter. Bring the cutoff down until it feels focused, then open it up until the sound starts to cut through. Add a little resonance, but don't go crazy. Too much resonance can make it harsh fast. A great dub trick is to automate the cutoff so the siren opens and closes through the phrase. That movement is really important. Fast breakbeats leave a lot of space for the ear to lock onto something that's changing. If the siren just sits there static, it won't have the same energy. Now for the signature part. Pitch movement. Dub sirens are all about motion. You want that rising, warning-style energy. If you're using a MIDI instrument, draw the note movement in across the bar. Start lower, rise higher, then maybe hold or fall slightly near the end. If you're working with audio, use clip envelopes or a subtle pitch-shifting device to create that same feeling. A simple old-school phrase could start around C3 to G3, then rise up toward C4 or G4. You do not need a massive range. In fact, if it gets too wide, it can start sounding cartoonish. For darker DNB, a smaller, rougher movement often sounds better than a giant dramatic wobble. Think of the siren like a call. It should feel like it's answering the drums, or warning you that a drop is about to land. Now we bring in the dub space. Add echo, either directly on the track or on a return. Set it to sync with the tempo, and start with something like an eighth note or dotted eighth note. Keep the feedback moderate, maybe around 20-45%, and keep the dry/wet fairly controlled. You want movement, not a wash that buries the groove. Then add reverb if needed, but use it carefully. In drum and bass, delay is often more useful than a huge reverb because delay keeps things rhythmic. Reverb should add space, not turn the siren into fog. A useful beginner tip here, if the effect starts to sound too wide or messy, send less signal into it instead of trying to fix it afterward. A controlled delay throw can sound much bigger than a constantly drenched effect. Now we clean up the mix. Add EQ 8 after the chain and high pass the siren. Usually somewhere above 150 Hz is a good starting point, and sometimes higher if the source is particularly full. The siren should live in the mid-range. That's where it cuts through dense breaks and bass without fighting your sub. If there's a nasty harsh spot around 2.5 to 5 kHz, gently reduce it. If the top end gets fizzy, trim that too. The goal is not to make it dull. The goal is to make it sit properly. This matters a lot in DNB because your low end needs to stay powerful and clean. If the siren is eating into the bass, The whole track starts losing impact. At this point, you've got a working siren idea. But now comes one of the most useful old-school workflow moves, resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling, or route the siren track into it. Arm the track and record a few bars of the siren performing with the effects on. Once you've captured it, trim the best part and turn it into a proper audio clip. This is where the sound becomes a real musical object. Now you can reverse the tail, cut the first hit, move pieces around, or duplicate the phrase for call and response. That's very much the jungle and old school mindset. Print it, chop it, make it part of the arrangement. And honestly, this is a huge beginner win. If you keep tweaking the knobs forever, you can lose the vibe. But if you commit to audio once the part feels good, you'll start making stronger decisions much faster. If the siren feels weak, don't instantly turn it up. Try layering a second copy quietly, maybe an octave above or below, and blend it in until the phrase has more presence. That often works better than just increasing volume. Also, pay attention to timing. If the siren comes in slightly before the drum hit, it can feel more urgent, more rude, more tense. That kind of placement is perfect for old-school jungle energy. Now let's talk arrangement. Don't just loop the siren all the way through the track. Place it where it has the most impact. In the intro, you might use a filter tease. In the breakdown, bring in the full phrase with delay. In the drop, maybe let it answer every 8 bars or hit only before a transition. In the outro, use the delayed tail to help the track fade out in a DJ-friendly way. A really effective idea is call and response. Let the drums and bass play for a couple of bars, then drop the siren in like a reply. That makes the track feel like it's talking. In old-school D&B and jungle, that conversation between elements is part of the vibe. When you test the siren with the bass and drums, be honest with yourself. If the bass loses power, the siren is too heavy. If the snare gets masked, the siren is too loud or too busy. If the track starts feeling cluttered, shorten the phrase. A compact siren line usually sounds more musical than a long note that overstays its welcome. A few extra coach-style tips before we wrap up. Try building the siren as a small rack chain, not just as one clip. Even as a beginner, grouping the source, filter, delay, and EQ lets you save the whole thing as a reusable preset later. If you want a rougher old-school edge, print the movement early and then lightly warp the audio afterward. That can give it a bit more grit and instability, which fits the style. You can also experiment with very subtle chorus, a touch of saturation, or even a little frequency shifting if you want the sound to feel more unstable. Just keep it subtle. The siren still needs to read clearly as a siren. A nice arrangement trick is to automate the delay send instead of constantly hearing the wet signal. That way, you can make the siren explode into space at the end of a phrase, then stay cleaner in the rest of the bar. Here's a simple practice challenge. Build 3 versions of the same siren idea. One version should be clean, short, and easy to place in a busy drum pattern. One version should be more dubby, with heavier delay and more space. And one version should be a transition version, maybe reversed or pitch shifted, designed to move between sections. Then place all 3 into an 8-bar drum and bass loop and compare them. See which one sits best with the bass, which one feels most natural in the groove, and which one creates the most tension with the least amount of sound. That's the real win here. You're not just learning how to make a siren. You're learning a workflow for tension, identity, and arrangement. Build the source, shape it with filters and movement, add delay and space, clean the low end, resample it, and then place it like a real part of the track. That's the old-school dub siren framework route. Simple, gritty, effective, and absolutely ready for jungle, rollers, and darker drum and bass.